To do this following process is a tremendous act of courage and growth. Be humble and reach out and ask for help, again from being or spirit or existence, or any important guiding figure. Ask, help me now to own my contribution, to help me see what I have done, to help me feel the pain I have caused.
Ask your aware self to show you situations and times when you have hurt, attacked, maybe even humiliated your partner. Again, with the guidance of our voice and different types of music playing for the next 15 minutes or so, allow yourself to open to your partner's side of the experience.
At this point now, invite you to do something unthinkable. Be willing to step into the shoes of your ex. Move beyond just thinking about what happened and be willing to feel, to sense the hurt that you caused to him or her. It is in feeling the hurt that we caused that our heart begins to heal and release the past. Be courageous, be in his shoes, her shoes, and feel how it was for them to experience the hurt from you. Call on that higher self to help you to contact the pain that your ex went through and to experience that pain in your own body. To really put yourself in their shoes and truly open up to what it was like on their side. What did your ex experience through you, through your insensitivity at times, through the hurt that you caused to them? hurt and cause pain to another. Think of times you judged her or him. Perhaps you were super insensitive to their feelings or cold, uncaring, selfish. Sense, feel what that was on their end. How did it impact them to experience you like this? And be willing to feel that. This is true courage.
Think of the ways that you withheld your love from your ex. Maybe you withheld your compliments, your affection, or even withheld sex as a way to punish them. Perhaps you withheld some form of support, be it emotional support, financial support. Feel how that was for them. When you withheld your love and support, really be willing to experience what that was like and feel it in your own body.
Just passing through, and it's no sacrifice, just a simple
be in his or her shoes just a little more. If you struggle, call on your inner guide, your aware self or divine, and ask for help to put yourself into the fire, truly owning and feeling the pain that you have caused.
As far as we know, there's no other way to burn through the karma that our actions have caused, other than to turn towards it, to take responsibility for it, to be willing to feel how this hurt them. So know that what you're doing is so important for your own spiritual well-being and unfolding as well.
To separate worlds.
keep focusing, not just on the thoughts, more onto the sensations of the hurt and the pain that they likely felt in their bodies, what they went through. Put your attention right there and experience this.
Keep reaching out, calling on your higher self to show you other situations, perhaps things from long ago, things you might have forgotten about or even buried. Keep finding the willingness to see and feel any other ways you contributed to the challenges in your relationship.
And now we invite you to consider your ex for a moment as another human being. He, she also carried pain in life that was there before you. Reflect for a moment what they went through in childhood. The traumas they faced, the difficulties, the challenges they had to endure. Their life's journey made them the way they were when you met them. This is not an excuse, but there's a fact to all this. They had a life before you showed up.
We encourage you for a moment to see your ex and imagine inside of him or her lives a wounded little boy or a wounded little girl. This is not to excuse their adult behavior, but it is to help you to really understand that often, when he or she was acting out, part of them that was acting out was hurting or confused or in pain. Let yourself feel for a moment the pain or fear or confusion that that little boy or that little girl carries that lives inside your axe.
Take with me now two slow breaths. And thank yourself for this willingness and courage to do this process. As we come to a completion, take a moment and call on Grace, your higher self, and ask for these hurts that you caused to be healed.
Take a moment to bring yourself up into a sitting position again, breathing a few conscious breaths and connecting to that inner spaciousness, that presence beyond the thinking mind that we call the aware self. And as you're connected with that presence within, now imagine your ex standing in front of you. If it's right, look in his or her eyes and tell them, "I'm sorry for the pain that I caused you, consciously and unconsciously. Please forgive me.
Please. Forgive me."
Trust that all forgiveness has its own timing, and know that you can do this process again and again.
This is all you can do, to feel your partner's pain and then ask for forgiveness. You did your part in this process.
if it feels right to you. Thank your ex for all that you shared, especially if you had children. Really thank him. Thank her for this and anything else that you're grateful for from the relationship.
As a way to complete, send your ex your blessings now as they move forward on their journey. Wish them well with all they want in their life, be it a partner, health, wealth, love, success, happiness, growth. Truly bless them to move forward on their journey.
Trust your own intuition on how to complete this meeting with your ex. For some of you, the natural next step might be to bow to each other, or to hold hands, or even hug each other in an embrace, or perhaps just acknowledge each other through the eyes, and then turn and go your separate ways. Trust what's right for you and find a way to complete this meeting. As you've completed this, now take a few deep breaths and come back to yourself again. We're nearly at the end of this forgiveness journey, and there's one thing left to do. Focus within and connect to that presence of your aware self. Breathing slowly and deeply into that inner stillness that's always patiently waiting to be turned towards. Just underneath the inner thinking and inner feelings, there's a quiet spaciousness. Rest for a moment within that space.
In this next step, from the aware self, extend that same quality of forgiveness towards yourself. Whatever your part was in the relationship dynamic or the breakup, see if you can recognize that in that moment in time, if the awareness you had at that time, you did the best you could. See if you can allow some mercy and forgiveness for yourself. The passengers in your own bus were taking you over. And that's how we humans lash out.
Continue to breathe and extend that compassion and forgiveness towards all of the parts of you, those passengers on your inner bus that acted out during your relationship or the breakup process. Invite all of those parts of you that long to be forgiven for their contributions to the challenges. Allow and invite all of those parts into your heart now. As you rest in that heart, see what parts of you show up that want to be forgiven. There may be a part of you that acted impulsively. Whisper from the aware self to this part, you are forgiven. I know you did the best you could from your perspective at that time.
Wait. There will be other aspects. Maybe the part that years ago didn't forgive or didn't respect or demeaned your ex. And so on. We will be now quiet for 3-4 minutes, just with music. Allow each part of you that arises and welcome them with the same words. You are forgiven. You did the best you could at that time from your perspective. And then imagine that part is held within the presence of the aware self and the inner compassion of the heart. If you want, you could even imagine that you, in your present form, are holding this part in the heart for a short while until a new part asks to be forgiven.
If there are more parts, just know you can come back to this process anytime and continue the journey towards self-forgiveness when the timing is right. For now, take a deep and slow breath, connecting to that inner presence and compassionate heart, and thank all the parts of you that have showed up so far. Feel free to pause the recording now and spend as long as you feel drawn to in silence, allowing the process to complete itself before moving on to the next track.